Spokane County will soon go from 3 commissioner districts with district primary elections and countywide general elections to 5 districts with only district elections. A committee of 2 people chosen by state elected Republicans and 2 people chosen by state elected Democrats and a non-voting chair will oversee the transition to that process. But in their first act as a committee, the 4 members could not agree on who should be the non-voting member.
I don't know. I'm at a loss. I mean, we've offered an opportunity to be like the state redistricting commission and find someone who has no hints of partisan associations. And we haven't been able to get there, and it's frustrating.
That's Brian McClatchy. He's a Democratic nominated committee member and the director of policy and government relations for the city of Spokane. He and co-committee member Natasha Hill, a lawyer and advocate for racial justice, were at loggerheads with the 2 Republican-appointed members, Robin Ball, a former local GOP party chair, and Jim McDevitt, a former U.S. attorney. McDevitt was strongly in support of Bill Hyslop, a former U.S. attorney appointed by former President Donald Trump.
I find Bill to be a hardworking, dedicated individual who will gain your trust, will gain the trust of all of us. I've seen it over the years. I can virtually guarantee.
Hill and McClatchy were in support of Gary Stokes, the general manager of KSPS, Lars Gilbert, the CEO of the University District, and Gloria Ochoa-Brook, the director of local government and multicultural affairs for the city of Spokane. The group voted 3 times to confirm Hyslop, Stokes, and Ochoa-Brook, but could not come to a consensus. The deadline for them to decide was Thursday. Since they could not, the decision will be up to the 3 sitting county commissioners. The commissioners have until the end of the month to choose. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.